The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Happy May, everyone, and welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, the Board Game Man, and this week, there's still a bit of a lull for real board game news, so I'm going to give you two quick 5-minute reviews today. The theme today being brew. These are two family weight games with a little bit of brew in common. So first up, we have Homebrewers by Greater Than Games and Dice Hate Me Studios. Now, Homebrewers plays 2 to 5 players, plays in about an hour. They say age 14 and up, but honestly, you could pretty much play this with 10 and up. As long as they can kind of read and follow directions, it's kind of fine. And this is a mid-weight game. Like I said, Greater Than Games Studio is designed by Ben Rossett and Matthew O'Malley. And this was originally the heavier game was Brewcrafter. So this was kind of the lighter dice version of that, which is now, like I said, Homebrewers. And this came out in 2019. So this is a dice rolling, dice trading, and set collection game. Now, the game takes place over 8 rounds or 8 months, and you're trying to get up the tracks and have the best ranked brews of ale, IPA, porter, and stout for the two main scoring phases, which are Summerfest and Oktoberfest, which basically take place in round four or five and round eight. Now, you're going to roll your dice, and then a trading phase is going to happen. Now, you're going to be trading the available actions, which will be rolled on those dice. So on the dice, you can have a brew action, which is basically brewing the beer. You have basically the wheat or getting the ingredient action, which you get a little chit for the ingredients, and it goes into one of those four beers. Then there's also a sanitize action, because once you brew the beer, you dirty up one of your systems. Now, a sanitize action is going to clean up one of your systems so that you can use it later. There's also a monthly kind of special action. So each month we'll have a basic action and a stronger action, and you can pay to do double of that basic action. So it's another way to kind of get the other one of the other actions there. And there's also a card action. Now, this is one of a few different things. You can put a card into one of the four brews. The card that's in your hand goes into one of the four brew. And what that does is it permanently powers up that brew that you've made. Now, you can get money each time you brew it, or you can get more bumps up that judging track. You can get victory points and all sorts of other bonuses. And they're pretty cool to see what kind of flavor that you will get in those brews. The other thing you can do with the card action is to draw a card to put into your hand, or you can play the card for either one of the other actions on the card. And like I said, instead of putting it into your brews, the action is going to be a little more powerful, kind of like that secondary month action where you can do two of one thing generally as the bottom, or get $5, which is kind of a stronger one of the $2 action. And once you do use that card is actually gone out of the game. So after you roll those dice, you'll be able to trade with some other players, you know, 1 for 1 or 2 for 2. You can't do any uneven trades, and nothing other than dice can be traded. And then you're going to do your actions one player at a time, and the play moves on to the next month. So you're going to see how you're going up each one of the tracks, and then also getting money and things like that. There's also player powers that you can play with in a game, which do not add too much complexity to the game, but do add a little bit more of, you know, kind of a fun thing of I can do this and other people can't. So always love playing with those player powers. Now, twice in the game, you'll be doing the scoring. Like I said, you're going to be seeing where you're on those tracks at the end of Summerfest and Oktoberfest. And then at the end of Oktoberfest, you're going to have some scoring, there are awards judging, which are different ones to the game. So little things that you're kind of going through, little long-term strategy throughout the game to get certain types of different ingredients into your brews. And that's basically it. It's a very light, very fun game, very family-friendly. Like I said, it's about 60 minutes to play. And if you're going to have a teaching game, it'll probably take about 75 minutes for the teaching and the play. There's also a mini expansion that adds equipment and still some more cards to it and other judging things. Not too hard to get into that once you know the base game. Now, Brewcrafters is about $30 to $35 out there, and the mini expansion is about $8. So once again, check that out. I highly recommend that one. That was from 2019, and that's Homebrewers. Sorry, I called it Brewcrafters earlier. Homebrewers. Next up is Quacks of Quedlinburg. Here, you are playing quacks, or doctors in the town of Quedlinburg, and you are brewing up some potions or medicine. See what I did there? Brewing. So this was the 2018 Kennerspiel des Jahres winner, and this is put out by North Star Games. This was from Wolfgang Warsch, so this is the imported basically in the U.S., and over this side of seas, you're going to have by North Star Games. 2 to 4 players plays in again. We're going to look at about an hour, kind of with even with teaching, you're going to look at about an hour. This is another one that's 10 and up and a very light to medium weight game. Now, in Quexicoedlinburg, you're going to, this is basically a push your luck bag building game. Each player is going to have their own bag of ingredient chits that during each round, everybody's going to draw out chips and then add them to their kind of pot. It's going to be kind of a circular wheel that's going to be going from the inside out, and then the numbers will be going up from there. Now, the higher face value of the drawn chip, the further it's going to be going down this pattern. You're going to be adding some more chits to your bag, which will have, you know, different colors, will have different powers, and also allow you to go further along the swirl track. But you have to really be careful, because where the push your luck comes into play, if you pull out the cherry bombs, that goes towards the threshold of exploding your potion, which is 7. So once you get 7 cherry bombs, once you go over that, then your potion does explode, and nobody wants that, because then you're not going to be able to score as much and go any further. Now, you're, like I said, you're trying to get the furthest around this track to get more points and to be able to get more coins and rubies, to be able to do more upgrades to your bag and get other points and such. Now, there's events that occur to help with some of the randomness and replayability, and there's also a bunch of different ways to play, kind of having the other different color chits do different things. So there's different books or other sides that you can kind of add those things to the play. Once you've played it the first time, then you can kind of add a little bit more of that complexity once you do know how to play that. And this is a 45 to 60 minute game. It's about $50. You can find it a little cheaper than that, but it's been generally about a $50 game. And there is actually an expansion that is out there, Quexicoedlinburg, the Herb Witches, that came out last year. Adds a little bit more to the game, you know, a little more complexity, a little more chits that you can add. But it's not too bad, and that's going to be about $35 as well. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I would like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockBlog on Twitter. Also, please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the Major Spoilers crew. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and happy May. Hopefully, in another couple weeks, as things get light up, maybe I'll have some more news, or I'll give you another 2 quick hits of board game reviews for you to check out. So, see you in a couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2020 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.